Okay, that's great. First, I'd like to welcome, we have a special guest, without whom the ACIP database wouldn't exist. And he has selflessly helped for 15 years, I think, and put in his own money and been broke all that time. And so I'd like to welcome Robert Chilton. Okay, because these are the guys that use it a lot. All right. We just had somebody came up and said, the type of compassion which is focused only on a living being perceives the living beings which provide its object of focus as being unchanging, discrete, and independent. So somebody comes up and says the lowest kind of compassion, that when you go to 31 Flavors and you're focused on the lady behind the counter, you're not thinking that she's dying as she scoops the ice cream, and you're not thinking that she's not your projection. You're just not thinking about anything except that you wouldn't like her to get hurt. Like, I hope she doesn't pinch her hand in the scooping thing, you know? And Semjian Samlamikbe Ningje, it's only focused on her, and it's not distinguishing anything about her, right? Okay? It's not distinguishing her in any way. Got it? Mm-hmm. Now somebody says, no, that's the type of compassion which is just focused on a living being is distinguishing her in the wrong way. It's actively thinking about her in the wrong way, as opposed to just not thinking about her in any special way. So Takchik Rangwang Chen, as being unchanging, a discrete little hole, and independent, like she runs the show. If she decides to not give me rainbow sherbet, I won't get rainbow sherbet, right? Okay. Then we say, Mitabha. We said, but isn't that incorrect? Isn't that incorrect? Because first of all, isn't it the case that the form of great compassion which focuses simply on the living being can arise even in the heart of a person who has never given any thought to the questions of things being changing and lacking any nature to them? Okay? Like, he never thought about it. Somebody who never thought about it can still come to Stop and Shop. We always give this example because there's nothing else around here. And think, you know, they just don't think of whether she's changing or you know, empty, or they don't think about it. But they can still like her. They can still hope she doesn't get hurt, right? Second of all, the great compassion which focuses only on a living being can also arise in the heart of a person who has already undergone the experience of perceiving either the shared type of a lack of nature to things or suchness itself. Okay. Kirib Temadagi is going to keep going on this. I'm going to cut it up into small pieces to make it more digestible. You ready? We'll start. One, two, three. We're trying to convince him of something. We're trying to convince him of what? You know, that people don't have to be thinking the wrong way when they're not thinking about anything, right? So we're going up, okay? It is, yeah, you just get it reversed on time. It's that whiny one. It is too. It is too, correct? It is too. That, huh? Okay? Sound like the skunks. That, huh? One, two, three. That, huh? Bam. Lumpa Dapar Zimbe Tang Zinki Shen Yu Summa Chumre Kansa Ki. Okay. Oops. It must be that thing, right? It installs this wily thing every time you start the computer. Anyway, okay. Okay. All right. Is it 14 or 16? 14. 16. This is complicated, but anyway. Is that okay? It's a weird sentence, but that's how it's said. Okay. Maybe we just want to break this sentence up. You think? It's too much, right? It's too complicated, right? Okay. Let's try to break it up. I mean, I broke it up already, but... Hang on. Is that better? How's that? That's better. So, consider the tendency to hold a vase as being an unchanging thing. There's a certain object which this tendency thinks is there when it holds the vase as being unchanging. And let's say that there is a person who still hasn't heard a convincing argument about why this object doesn't even exist. Okay? All right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't catch the for example.
How about I now consider, for example, a person who still hasn't heard a convincing argument about why this object doesn't even exist?
Actually, example is much longer. So I think I'll just stay at the beginning and let it float, distribute down, you know. But let's go and see what it says. One, two, three. Boom pa mi ta pa jok nyo we kasa. Stop there, because I didn't cut this yet. Let's stop here. Okay? They just didn't, right? Nobody came up to you and proved to you why this cup is being destroyed as we speak. Like, no one ever came up to you and gave you a convincing argument why this cup, in the time that we're here, will be an hour closer to its destruction, right? Nobody came up to you and made a big deal about that. Nobody came up to you and tried to destroy your habit of thinking that this cup is going to be around for a while. Do you have this habit?
Yes.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't get angry or disappointed if your friend broke it, you know, when they handed it. You know, you handed it to them and they dropped it. Then you just, if someone had taken a lot of time to prove to you how it was, like, destroyed the day it was made, then you wouldn't be disappointed by things. When you lost them, or they died, or when relationship ended, you wouldn't be, like, all freaked out, because you would have already been trained, right? So it's not the case, but even though that's the case, that no one proved to you that it's falling apart as we speak, it's not the case that you were necessarily, every time you saw it, you were holding the opposite. It's not the case that you're automatically thinking, it's gotta last forever. It's gotta last forever. Because sometimes you're just not thinking about whether it's going to last or not. You're just drinking without thinking. Okay. All right. But it's also not true. Here we go. Can you guess what's coming if I say it's also not true or what?
It's also not true that they characterize it as being changing.
Close. Let's go. One, two, three. Boom, ba, mi, ta, pa, to, nyo, we, kan, sa, ki. Boom, ba, mi, pa, njo, re, ki. Mi, ta, pe, ke, pa, du, che, ne. Jo, be, kyan, ha, kya, pa, ta, bu, in, be. Okay. Mm. I gotta steal the language from up here. Okay. Got it? So, it's not the case that someone who never thought about it, right, is necessarily gonna, you know, every time they look at the cup, think, oh, it's gonna last forever. They may have a sense, right, but we have to talk about that. But the opposite is not true either. A person could have perceived its subtle impermanence in the past. You know, but then it's not true that every time they drink out of a cup, they're thinking, "Oh, this thing is falling apart in my very hands." You know, okay? Then, just to catch the double image here, we say. Case here is just the same. What case?
The person who has the compassion and only focuses on the living being,
yeah,
is actively thinking that they're
unchanged. Yeah, good. Dakshin Dzogchen. Nice. Okay. All right. This is going to be a good one. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Ka chi. Rang ki mi. Yu tu kyu pe. Rang shi mi pe. Kye pa. Du che pe. Sem chen la mi pe. Ning je yin na. Mi me ki ning je yin pe. Almost. Yeah. Okay. We need a verb, okay? Let's go down and look for the verb. Right there. See it? Serena. So we're going to supply it up here. Good luck, hypertexters. Okay. Chew on that. Yeah.
Does the flesh like, is the flesh, is the living being touched by having the nature of
it? You're on, you're no fun. Like, you take the fun out of it. This could be like 5 minutes of them struggling, you know? You're supposed to tell me what? You're supposed to say what? Ben, I mean, you're supposed to say sounds right. N'est-ce pas? I mean, no? No? Doesn't it sound right?
Well, it has to be a sense.
Huh?
It has to be a sense.
Yeah, you can't be
a sense
focused
of
on
the lack of the self nature, the object of focus. I mean, for it to be right, you know, because you're perceiving the living being, you with a sense of the intimate.
Yeah, let me think. Yeah, well, Mikpa Chidam Tamje Te is when Abhisalamayana Alankara describes the path of seeing. Pachimena. Mikpa Chunam Tamje Te. That's the point at which the Abhisamaya Alankara describes the path of seeing. It's Mikpa. It is Mikpa towards every existing object.
It's towards.
You see? So does it see Kunzo Denpa? The direct perception of emptiness. Does it see deceptive reality?
No.
No. But the book says so, because that's its mikyo. It's mikpa towards all existing things. So it's focused on all existing things, and it's seeing them as empty, you see? So, I don't buy it. He didn't say dog. He didn't say red dogs. He fudged it. He went halfway between red dogs and number sharma. Got it? He went halfway between perceives and has a sense. What did he say? He said, focused on.
Yeah.
Okay? Now let's see. Let's see if there's a problem. Let's see if that's the problem. Yeah?
Nature of its own.
I tend to use there nowadays to cover male and female. It's just a habit. So. It sounds a little impersonal to me. But anyway. Okay.
Even still, Geshe-la, doesn't if you see a person as lacking a nature of their own, then you necessarily can't see them as having a nature of being changing or self-standing.
I think it's true, and I think you and Alistair have a valid point. But it's not where he's going. Is there anything else wrong with this sentence?
Only judging by the spiral in the face.
It's what Chisama said, but let's do the... Let's do the... Is it what you said? well, let's get to it. Let's let him do his own punchline, okay? One, two, three. Rangi mi yu tu kyurpe mi dakpa so ki ke bar du chepe sen chen la mikpe ning je yin na che la mikpe ning je yin be kya ser na. Okay, we can just cut the last one. We'll add N, which is characterized by what? By being a changing thing, right? Or by being something changing, which is changing, or being something. Is changing thing okay? Okay. Must be the compassion, which is focused on
things.
That's all. That's the only difference.
In the soul.
I'm going to do one change here, which I do sometimes. Do you see we have three witches? The first one refers to the compassion, and the second two refer to the living being. So I'm going to change the first one to that, which makes the other two hang together more with the living being. Okay? And it will never be confused as modifying the compassion. Then I have to go up and do it on the other one. Now, I'll let him do his punchline, okay? He's good on it. There's a towel. I'm going to give you a few minutes. A few seconds.
Is there a
Think about whether you're going up or down. Okay? 1, 2, 3. Dini Tepa
Tel.
Good. Because it's in the middle of my argument. It's in the middle of my argument. So I must be saying, it is so. Because Ning Je Chenbo Yina Rang Shin Me Ba Da Mi Da Ba So Yi Ke Ba Du Che Be Rangi Mik Yu Tu Kyo Be Sem Chen La Mik Be Ning Je Chenbo Yin Gu Me. Okay. Well, okay. I'll say his argument. Ready? I'll say his argument. I'm the kachik. So what's the first rule of all debates about what I say? I say something totally ridiculous. Ready? Every form of great compassion, meaning all three forms of great compassion, are focused on a living being, right, that provides its object of focus, who is already characterized by being unchanging, not having any nature of their own, and everything else. Huh?
Are they characterized?
Huh?
Are you changing or unchanging?
Changing. Did I say unchanging? Oh, I'm sorry. Changing. Let's say it again. Every form of great compassion is focused on a living being who is characterized by being changing and not having any nature of their own and everything else. Yeah, that's true. Got it? Did I characterize it as changing? Or was it characterized by being changing? Got it? Now you saw its punchline. Did you get its punchline? Did I characterize the object as being changing? No. But is it characterized by being changing?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean it always will be, right? It's changing. It's a changing thing. So it's characterized by being changing. See, he just moved the phrase "characterized by being changing." He moved it off the state of mind, and he moved it onto the object. Those objects, the lady behind the counter at 31 Flavors, will always be characterized by being changing. Right? Oh. Shukuma Tarata. So she'll never achieve the Dharma body. Dharma. Huh? So she will achieve the Dharma body. So at that time she'll be characterized by being changing.
Yes.
I said she'll always be characterized by being changing. And you guys all automatically agreed without even hesitating. That's very dangerous. Okay, anyway. But in the meantime, is she characterized as being changing? Yeah, that's one of her qualities. Okay, got it? Did I characterize her as being changing? No. Not if I have the lowest kind of compassion. Got it? Comfortable?
So this just implies that someone somewhere managed to characterize them that way because it's true.
Saying it?
This just means that someone somewhere did manage to characterize them that way because it's true. Even though
no, from her own side, she said, you're trying to set me up. Okay. Yeah.
I really hesitate to raise my hand, but I feel like
he's playing. He's just playing with the very difficult wording characterized by.
Right, but is the way that you, I mean, the unsure you have, but is the way that the English is in the first one, where the compassion was focused on a living being, and the compassion was characterized by that in the nature of itself.
Oh, the very very first one, way back when. Now it turns out to be okay, I think. You see, I told you we might have to go back and change it, right? Mm-hmm. But right now it says that the compassion is characterized and not the object is characterized, which is closer to what is happening now. Okay. We might want to go back and change it at some point to how they see it. You see, but that's okay. I said characterized by thinking it was changing. You see what I mean? Not characterized itself by being changing. I think that's it. I hope. Okay. Let's see. Let's go on. But it's a good point. He's gonna, you know, he's got the guy on the ground and he's kicking him. Okay? One, two, well, you're ready, right? Are you ready? One, two, three.
The Tao Ning Jie Shen Bu Mi Yu Tu Cure Pei Sen Chen Ying A Ni Ta Ba Dang Rang Shi Me Bei Ke Bar Du Che Pei Sen Chen Ying Gu Pei
Chen. I'm seeing if I can just cut it out and paste it down here. Oops. Oh no, I don't think I can do this. Okay. Got it? And that must be the case because if something is a living being which provides the object of focus for any form of great compassion, right? You want to add that? Might be. Then it must be, right? A little easier. Then it must be a living being who is characterized by being a changing but not having a gender of itself. He's just rubbing it in. Okay? Nod. That's a Rinpocheism. You know, like, nod. Yeah. Okay. You have a lot of them. Okay. Just nod. Yeah. Okay. All right?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's, if the thing has a head and two hands and 2 feet, it has to be characterized by being changing and by not having a nature of its own. Okay? All right. I hope he goes on to something else. Let's see. Okay, this is like impossible to translate into English. Let's try. 1, 2, 3.
Nin je sun bo te mik be gone jok be dun yang ye de mik ba jo su ki gone jok be.
Are the 3 types of great compassion established according to whom they focus on? Are they distinguished from each other by whom they focus on? No. Are they distinguished or established by the way in which they feel about that person?
No.
No. They all love them, they all want them to be freed from pain. Are they established by the sense that they have as they're wishing that person not have any pain?
Yes.
No. Well, who said no? Okay. Got it? Just nod. Okay. I'll say it again. Are these 3 types of compassion distinguished from each other by focusing on different things, on different objects? No. Are they focused? Are they distinguished from each other by having a different feeling about that person?
No.
Are they distinguished by some kind of characterization they have made, of which now they have a sense that distinguishes those objects from each other? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Not okay.
Established gone through their gone what? Are we saying mikpa? Say mikpa.
Mikpa.
Or are we saying mikpa?
Mikpa.
One more time. Mikpa.
Mikpa.
Or mikpa.
Mikpa.
Because the spelling's the same. Okay. I'll tell you what the choices are. Mikpa means object of focus. If I'm looking at Ian, he's my mikpa. Okay? When you say mikpa, it's focusing, you know? That state of mind is mikpa to that living being. So, as a translator who can't hear this word because it's written, it's like tell, you see? You don't know, did it go up or down? You have to figure it out from the context. So help me out. Do you think these 3 kinds of compassion are established, in other words, differentiated from each other, through their object of focus,
no,
or through how they focus?
How they focus.
Okay. I'm going to say establishing their focus to maintain some ambiguity. Because he wanted to. Okay? All right? We'll get there. Because then he says focus, and he shifts it. Okay? So anyway, here we go. Thank you. Okay? The point is that they're established by the way in which their focus is established. Meaning their object of focus?
No.
It could bleed over to that. It could bleed over to that. You see? So we'll just let it bleed, you know? Let's leave it like that. Okay? Got it? Mm-hmm. He's going a little further. Let's see if he helps. One, two, three. He's going for mikpa. I like it, but we might be wrong. Okay, so here we go. One, two, three. Te mikpa jok tsu hi gone jok pe tsu yam yu te. But then what does it mean? When we say that they are established by the way in which their focus is established. Got it? Oops. Okay? Literally what he says is, but there is a meaning of what that means. You know, that does have a certain meaning in itself. What? That they are established by the way in which they establish their focus. Okay? So he's going to help us. He's like offering to help us with what's that mean. Okay? Oh. And again, this is the most difficult, one of the most difficult kinds of Tibetan you'll ever face. At all. You know, like we're used to Jetsun Kapa, and we'd spend all day with Jetsun Kapa. We were struggling through a medical commentary last night. It just wasn't up to Jetsun Kapa's standards, you know. It said, and you know, were you in the medical class and they were talking about a bird and a shadow? So here's the commentary. You ready? You want to do it? Okay.
Oh, commentary on birds?
Yeah.
No, it's like, they got into a huge debate. It was a really important point that he made. The bird was a feathered thing.
He's like, here's the commentary. The bird, which is a feathered thing, that's a commentary. was flying to the sky and cast a shadow. But of course,
it was daytime.
Mom, we're just not used to that. Like, we were pulling our leftover hair out. And, you know, like, say something already. You know, do a commentary or pick some difficult point. You know? Anyway, we're just spoiled, you know. This is so. Okay, yeah. Well, when we say established here, what we mean is distinguished from each other. Yeah. The kinds of compassion. Because there are three types of compassion. How are they different?
Right.
And it's in the difference that we increase our own compassion. It's in learning the difference that we increase our own compassion. And it's just this cool thing where, I don't know about you, but now when I go to 31 Flavors, it's just like this mystical experience. You know? It's like, and it was a different lady the other day. We were like, okay, we got to keep in mind, she's still, you know, do you love her? Yes. But now you have but now understanding that there are three kinds of compassion. Like, the whole book is in the first opening lines. That's why we've been on it for a year and a half. You know, the whole book is right there. You know, while she's serving the ice cream, don't just love her. Love her in the way you love someone who's dying on their deathbed, you know, because she is, you know, like, treat her with the same sense of warmness that you would a person who in a hospital who's dying, because she is, you know. And then go up to the third level of compassion, the highest compassion. See that she is your projection, right? She is the fact that she's mortal. is the result of every tiny violence you've ever done to anybody. The fact that she's mortal at this moment is the result of every tiny violence in speech or look or thought that we have ever done to the people around us today. You know, you could save her life. She's coming from you. She could be a tantric angel. You see, it's like, get it? You know, like, that's why he's trying to get us to grasp the difference between these three levels of compassion. That's why he's beating it up. That's why he didn't go on. You're like, why doesn't he go on to the second line already? It's been a year and a half. You know? Okay. It's like he wants you to get it, you know? Because we still don't have it, you know? I go into the 31 flavors and all I'm thinking about is, will Christy let me have the fatty one? You know? And I just, what do you call it? I forget to think about her in that way. You see what I mean? Okay. All right. Maybe Wednesday. When you see that van go. Did he say three? Oh, yeah. Okay? That part's okay. Does it prove the last part? I mean, if you're lazy, you can just go on, right? If you're going to be really honest with yourself, you have to make sure you understand how it proves the last part. Okay. What was the last part? They are established through their focus. And he said, what that means is, now he's kind of saying that focus refers to what? What's the only word focus that came in this last sentence? Where's the only word focus in this sentence? Object of focus. Object of focus. If he's explaining what mikpa means, the only mikpa he's mentioned in his final statement is object of focus. Which means we should have said mikpa and not mikpa. Maybe, but I'm still going with focus. Okay, because it's ambiguous. Okay, all right? Sometimes you just leave in the built-in ambiguity and let your disciples struggle with it. Okay. Let's go on to something more clear. By the way, he's finally going on to another part of the text. Which is the image of the lake and the moon. Okay, which is the image of the lake and the moon. Okay, so here in the original text of the Entering the Middle Way by Master Tamakirti. Good. Everybody's mastering this week, right? Okay. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. Mikme ki ninje da chela mikpe ninje ni ki rangshin mepa dang
Mi-bapa so hi ke bar du che ne sen jen la mi-pe tsu yu te.
Well, since you got past that part, you should have a reward. Let's see here. These are Indian sweets. Oh, no. This side of the room gets Indian sweets, okay? Sukha. Sukha. The middle gets, can you catch? German almonds. This side gets chocolate-covered macadamia nuts. That's Chilton's order, okay? So. There's a couple left over here. Okay. I get them hyped up on sugar the last half hour, so pay attention. Then they crash during her class. Are you okay with that?
With focusing on
things?
Sorry?
Compassion
with focusing on things?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're correct. Yeah. Okay? You alright? Nod.
Did
you get it?
I did.
Okay. I don't feel guilty. Yeah. Are you okay with that? Okay. Say churakambo. Say churakambo. Churakambo. This is a churakambo accent. Churakambo is that dried cheese in Tibet. And they chew on it for like 3 hours and then they can't talk for 3 hours. Okay. Okay. One, two, three. Therna chu tang xin chi ma me be nang du da wei su nian sha ma lung ki la pa na. Just to draw your attention to the fourth word here, tang, tang ma, tang wa, or tang ba. The V is what we call an asur. It's that little triangle hanging off the bottom of the letter, and it's used for like orthographic purposes. It distinguishes two words that would otherwise be homonyms, like two. How do you spell two?
Yes.
You see, it could be T-O-O, it could be T-O, it could be T-W-O. So they put this little mark at the bottom, this little triangle on the letter, and it distinguishes it from another word. Okay, so it's in the ACIP transliteration, it's V. Okay, why V? Do you pronounce it? Do you say Devang?
No.
No, it's just that that was available. Okay. All right. You don't. It doesn't change the pronunciation, unfortunately. Right? It's just Dung. How do you spell Dung?
D-A-N-G.
Yeah, yeah. And is much more common, right? Like by about 1,000,000,000%. So here we use a V, Dung, Dwang. I think in some parts of Tibet they still say Dwang. They might say Dwang. Okay, anyway. Give me a word, Lori. Tima meba. No stink, but it has to be a nice word. It means no stink. The water is like no stink.
No stink or stink?
No, no bad smell. But there's. I need a nice word. I need a literary word. Huh? It's not fragrant, it just doesn't smell.
Pure?
Pure, crystal clear, pure water? Is pure okay?
Odorless.
I think pure is more what the feeling, you know, the feeling is pure. Think, for example, of the reflection of the moon, the pool of crystal clear, pure water. Okay, then the wind rises and causes ripples in the water. Okay? What's going to happen to the reflection?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Be like my book or something. Okay. Okay, let's read together. 1, 2, 3. Ten shu da ten ba dao le su nian ni ke chi kin ji ba tong wa te shin tu. This is an important concept for you to learn, okay? If you're going to translate, you should know this concept, okay? Say ten.
Ten.
Ten ba.
Ten.
Ten ba.
Ten
dong ten ba.
Ten
dong ten ba. How do you spell ten? There's two spellings here. See in the first four letters, in the first four words here? One is retten, one is bretten. Okay? So here's the difference. Ten without the bao means the thing which is supporting something else. The foundation sometimes, or the support. And then bretten means the thing which is supported upon it. So if you lay a cup on it, if you set a cup down on a table, is the table the ten or the temba? The ten. It's the ten. And the cup is the temba. Okay? Which means the supporter and the supportee. Okay? Like that. Okay? So, what's the ten here in this example? The water. What's the tempa? Dao Sikyan. The reflection of the moon. Okay? So, what does ke chi kin jikpa mean? are being destroyed moment by moment. Okay? It's literally, it says in one, by one moment, but what it means is, you know, you don't see this thing flickering in and out of existence, which it really is. It really is flickering in and out of existence, right? But when you're looking at the reflection of the moon on some water, then it's easy to get this sense of things flickering in and out of existence. That's the point, okay? Maybe we should put it that way, but that's a little dangerous. But he's got this additional thing, like at the end of the Diamond Cutter Sutra, right? There's that famous verse. Tarakati miram vibo. Right? Things are like a star. Right? What's the timara? Kama gima. Rabidam gima. Kama gima. Oh, yeah, cataract. Taraka timaram dipo, like a lamp. And then there's this debate in Tibet. Is this a verse about impermanence, or is this a verse about emptiness? You see? And you have the same feeling here, right? Because you've got, where's the illusion here? Mm-hmm. The impermanence is clear. When it ripples, it's impermanent, right?
The reflection of the moon is not
true. Yeah. Yeah, like somebody, I guess, there's many stories in India of animals that jumped into water thinking that they would land on the moon, you know, like that. They thought that was the real moon, you see. So there's this sense in the opening lines of Master Chandrakirti's great book, Masterwork, right? There's this sense of a thing which is both an example of impermanence and an example of unreality, okay? Where is he going with it? We'll see. Which one did we want? If we're on the subject of the three kinds of compassion.
Both?
Yeah, both. It's a trick question, okay? Yeah, it'd be great to have an example that had both in it. Right? So somehow we're supposed to have a sense at the 31 flavors of what? Simultaneous senses. Simultaneous senses. What? She's dying, and I could be helping her. You know, she's dying, and it could have been different. That's a negative, right? It could have been different. That's her emptiness. You see, it could have been different. If I had collected different karmas, if I were more careful keeping my vows, then I wouldn't be seeing a person behind the counter who's dying. So both senses should be there, right? It's appropriate that the moon is in the water and rippling. That's a perfect example. It's like brilliant. Especially in a country that didn't have, you know, video effects and something else you could use. It's like anyone could go out and see a water and moon in the water, and then they're going to think about it. You know? Okay. Especially in India, there's lots of pools of water around. And you're always looking at the moon in the water. Okay. I don't know. Let's read it. 1, 2, 3. Mi tak pe sen chen di tu ngel dam tel na nyam pa tam rang shin ki tu pa nang yang rang shin ki ma tu pe sen chen di tu ngel dam tel na nyam du mi pe. Devil do it. Devil Mendo. Nayana Devil Mendo. What's Nayana mean?
It isn't.
Nayana means if it were me. It means, Nayana means like, seems to me. You know, if you were to ask me, Nayana, Nayana Devil Mendo. Nayana Devil Mendo. You know, for me, this ain't quite comfortable. This ain't quite comfortable. Why? It's too active to me. You're not having a sense that she's dying and your projection. You're like thinking it, you know. He just moved out of the having a sense thing. Now he's more going over to the Sarah J side. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. When we were saying his teacher said, right? Yeah.
Which
word
is
the
message
you're
using
now? Oh, right. Nyam. 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 Yeah. Nyam. So, Alistair's doing good. He's trying to separate all these verbs. So far we got retokspa, snyampa, nabarsharwa, and dhamikspa. Okay? Are you focusing, having a sense, perceiving or feeling? Or thinking to yourself? You see? Because see, we just had this long, long argument that you can't be, it's semki mu chikpa imbecha. It's only one mu of the mind. It's only one aspect of the mind. It can't be entertaining two disparate thoughts at the same time. Are they disparate? Are they not disparate in the time it takes to think? This changing living being should be free of all pain. Have I toggled? Maybe you could debate it that way, I don't know. I mean, in the time it takes to think it, I've toggled, haven't I? Isn't my mikpa different in some way? I don't know. You could debate it in the debate ground, okay? Good luck. Do it early in the night so when Christy and I get there, it'll be done. I like the tantric debates more. Okay. This is long, and we have time to do it. Okay. One, two, three.
Chu ju pi yu tu kyu pe ning che sun ka ya pa dang te chen ti ri chen nam hi tham po chan chu tu sem ke te che tong ni to pe ta wa so wa che pa dang ning je chen bo de yu shen ni hi tsa wa ten ba min gyal de min gyal. Got it? Why? Open vowel followed by a penisal. Min gyal. If you say Miguel, no Tibetan will understand what you're saying. In the debate ground, they'll just look at you. You know, huh? So you guys say Mingyo. Okay. And Mingyo happens to come first because it's the verb. Which is to say? Yeah. No, it's no contradiction. Say, and I'm going to add three numbers to help the reader. One. There's a problem here. Chujuki Yota Gyopa means, Ningje means the three types of compassion which provided the subject matter of the initial offering of praise of this book. I should write that before I forget.
Yu, sum ka yu means what? Sum yu means what?
There are three.
Sum ka yu means what?
The third.
There, the all three. Sum ka means all three. All What's sum pa mean?
The third.
What's sum po mean?
These three,
nice. What's sum ka mean?
All three.
So that's how they differentiate in Tibetan. You know, we say all three, or the third, or the three. They say sumpa, third. Sumpo, the three. Sumka or ka, dhamka. What's dhamka? You can spell it either way. Ka or ka. It's both ways.
Okay.
All three. Yu.
R.
Yeah. But yu can also mean something else. Which is what?
They are something.
That would be yin. That's the only thing yu is
well,
not.
They have.
Yeah, that someone could have. Which one is he saying? Can you have all three? Do all three exist? I'll ask you two questions. Do all three exist?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you have all three?
Yes.
I think at different times. At different times, right? Which one is he talking about here? I'm going to go with one can have, and let's see if it helps, okay? Well, can you have all three compassions? Can one person have all three compassions?
Yes.
That would imply no particular progression at that time, right? Like in their life. Like maybe at 3 o'clock they're not thinking about the lady being changing or empty, right? 4 o'clock, they think about her being empty. 5 o'clock, they go back to not thinking. That's almost like they can all be going on in the same day. Am I right or wrong? Okay? Number two. Now, first you always develop compassion. Then you go and work to see emptiness. No. Compassion is the root of the other two causes. What were the three causes that we worked with in the first place? Three causes for what?
Bodhisattva.
I think for bodhisattva, wasn't it?
Yes.
What three causes do they need?
Compassion, the mind that transcends duality.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. He went to debate ground. You see the difference? Okay. Okay. I still got 3 minutes, Christy. I like this next thing. It's very important for me. I had a big debate with somebody once about this. And then later I found it, you know. My view was correct. My view was verified by the text. Why are they not contradictory? Okay. And we still may want to change and go back and change the year. Okay, I'm not sure yet. But let's go for this one. One, two, three.
Dhammo de te chen gi ri chen on tu ki on tu che.
It's nice we have two wangs. And it's not really Wong. It's sometimes it sounds like wah, 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 Wong. I have Wong. And some people say Ong. And some people say Wong. But it's a little bit, it's like Ong. Okay. Okay? I hesitate to say, I always put in the relatively. Why?
Sure.
I mean, come on. If you're already on the greater way. What did we say in the Tantra class? It was like, you're already Vajra brothers and sisters in a way, on one level, right? But there was something else. Anyway, you're already brilliant. If you're on the Mahayana, you're already brilliant, you know. So we're just talking brilliant among brilliant, or slow among the brilliant. Okay, got it? So I prefer to translate it as relatively dull. The text says ong dul, which means dull powers, dull intellect. Okay, yeah.
Alexander, who's on the line,
writes,
we use
less. What do you say?
Less sharp.
Oh. Nah. It does say Wang Du. I mean, what can I say? Du means like a dull knife. And it's related to Dula, meaning to tame or to, you know, it got beaten down until it was dull. You see what I mean? Like, so. Not to say that all monks and nuns are dull. But anyway, it was good. I like it. It's just that I want to maintain some reference to the dull. Tei Chengi, and please keep sending in comments, and we'll take 1 out of 100 probably. Chilton knows that. Tei Chengi, Ri Chen Wang Min Men Ki Ta Pa Ta Ni Si Ya Chu Min Di Ya Ta. I just want to translate this one sentence, Miss Kristen, okay? Because it's really sexy. And I really think it's beautiful. And it's something you said in class yesterday. 1, 2, 3. Te Cheng Gi Ri Cheng Wang Nen Nang Gi Tar Ba Tung Nye Gi Lo La Che Ming Gi Nyong Ma Tung Ma Ma Tar Ba Se Me Nye Gu De. That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay? That's really cool. That's really cool. And Christy Law said something yesterday. You couldn't really believe in Tantra in the sense of believing that you could reach an angel's body if you didn't first understand emptiness. You see what I mean? So it's no wonder that emptiness is so stressed as a preliminary for tantric practice, right? He's saying the same thing here. It's really beautiful. And then in the next sentence he's going to say, you know, and to do that you have to see emptiness. So they want to know logically that liberation is possible, that turning into the angel is possible, before they're going to get the wish to become that to save all beings. You see, before they aspire to it, they want to know it's possible. Which means you've got to prove to them that their being could transform, which is Which, to prove that, you have to prove that it's empty. Which is what he's going to say next. Okay, so I already told you what he's going to say next to me. Alright? It's really beautiful. It's the point that was coming up during the... And it's why, in the tantric vows, keeping an awareness of emptiness keeps coming up over and over again. In the three conceptions and during the day, you're supposed to... Right? And all those things. Okay. That's why it keeps coming up. Because a tantric disciple, meaning Wang Nin, right? High faculties. Because you wouldn't be in there, you wouldn't karmically have a chance to walk in the door if you weren't Wang Nin. You would never make it in the door. That kind of person would want to know why I could achieve this tantric enlightenment in one life. They'd want to know why. You see, they'd want proof of that before they took the vows and took the initiation and worked on it, you know. Okay? And that's the only appropriate disciple for tantra. Okay. Alright. We'll stop there. That's cool. I really like this part. Okay. Then Rinpoche is saying, oh, you didn't like the other part.
Not a Jewish mother.
Sashi Puti Vrshime Chocham Vrira Vrinshi
Thank you.